In this very latest podcast episode, I'd just like to inform all my listeners that I have now finally put details of the latest Pulse promo code on the website. I will leave a link in the description so you can maybe pop over to the website and check out the latest promo code. Anyhow, West Ham were playing Arsenal today, and Arsenal actually won 6-0. And I'd like to play some of the post-match reaction to this game. It's one of the biggest scores they've ever scored.
Biggest Premier League away win for Arsenal ever. Five different goal scorers in that 6-0 win. Do Arsenal need a striker?
You know what, only time will tell in time to come that if they don't win the league. But yeah, but it's just a normal corner, just shot. Suchek's on the near post picking no one. He's probably the best in the air for West Ham. They take him out the equation. And you've got people at the back who are not going to read the ball like Will Prowse and Emerson. So for me, this is more poor for me, in my opinion. Just a ball over the top. It's a good run, but shouldn't be able to travel 50, 60 yards with the ball straight over the top.
Yeah, too easy. Too easy, obviously, for Arsenal. Again, once they get Donnarumma in front, they're full of confidence. And there's never a doubt he's going to miss this penalty. He's obviously putting a lot of confidence. He said after getting these disappointed, he probably could have scored a few more. So he's obviously setting high standards for himself. But again, I think the bit that surprised us watching the game was just that aerial threat and set piece delivery is fantastic. Poor from West Ham. Goalkeeper, we'll have a look at him, but great ball into the box. And again, West Ham, they were like shell shot.
Yeah, Declan Rice delivering it absolutely where Gabriel had told him he wanted it. It led to the goal. That's a couple of assists in that game for Declan Rice, as well as the goal that we'll see in a second. But Leandro Trossard, having scored late last weekend, is back in amongst the goals this week.
Yeah, I mean, defending-wise, if that happened under 10s football, you'd be going, seriously? I mean, this just shows me pure work of what you're knowing about players and who you're playing against. You know, not getting tight, showing them inside onto the proper foot. It's poor. I just think Arsenal made West Ham surrender, and I think that's quite sad as a player. That's the one thing you don't want to do is surrender. We've all been on the thing. You know, I say there is ways of losing football matches. That's a horrible way. And I felt sorry for David Moyes because that's not David Moyes' team out there. That's not that. They've let him down today. That's not David Moyes. They work hard. The one thing you don't get done at West Ham, they can get opened up by very good teams, not by set plays. And today, they were poor.
Well, what do you mean it's not a David Moyes team? Yeah. I mean, I think you pointed out something similar with the Saka goal for 5-0.
Yeah, I mean, this again, I mean, Emerson, I mean, Ben White is not the danger. And he goes out there and he lets him put a simple ball in there. Then again, the centre-half, Saka's left-footed. You know he's coming inside. 99 times out of 100 times in every game he plays, he comes inside. And that tells me, as a player, I'm like, do you really pay any attention to detail who you're playing against? Or are you just turning up on a Saturday or a Sunday and going, you know what, I'll just play? You know, you've got to have more about you. And it frustrates me because I don't even play and I know what Saka's going to do. I know what he's going to do. So if I know what he's going to do, you've got to know if you're working on this all week. And you know, and the two set plays, it was poor all round. You know, the Declan Rice goal, you hold your hands up. It's a worldie. In my eyes, it's a worldie. But that the other goal, shocking.